a joy to have you in the service, and we hope that you will make yourself at home and meet some of our folks while you're here. You are visiting. Would you mind just lift your hand wherever you are so our ushers may see you and recognize you? Thank you so much, and we are delighted to see you and have you in this service. We hope that you'll come back and worship with us again whenever it's possible for you to do so. I see we have some wonderful folks who have come up from North Carolina today. Brother Nathan used to be one of our deacons, and his good wife and family. So it's nice to have you back, Nathan, with us. And we miss you very much. Now, let me call your attention to the opportunities which will be yours today on this Super Sunday. There will be all sorts of things for you to do today at 6 o'clock this evening and 6:30. And then we have 7:30 worship service. And if you will come a little earlier tonight, we will begin about 5 or 10 minutes early. In this way, we'll get in some extra music. So, you remember this. So, come a little early tonight. We'll start just a little before 7:30. And you will have the privilege of hearing Eddie and his group sing. And we will give them more opportunity to share with us some of the blessings of the Lord. And by the way, we're happy to have Eddie Lupton with us, helping us with the music today. Mike and Kathy are away on vacation. Eddie, always good to see you and have you. You know, Eddie's works out here at the Oscar Smith High School and is in charge of the music, and he works and sings with a group of people who known as the Searchers Quartet, and we are happy to have them with us this evening. Now, on Tuesday, you have the opportunities listed for you, and on Wednesday, the hour of prayer, the church-wide visitation at 6:15, with prayer meeting following at 7:30. And then on Thursday, all the artists will meet again at 7 o'clock or 6:30 and work. So this will be a full week with many, many opportunities to share. We hope that you will take advantage of these. Now let's turn to our hymn number 61.
Shall we stand as we sing all three verses of Come Christians, Join to Sing? Shall we stand? Verse, and I know that you can sing more than that. Let's sing out and raise your voices to the Lord this morning. On the second.
Come lift your hearts on high.
On the four.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let praises fill the sky. Hallelujah. Amen. He is our God and friend. To us he'll condescend.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Our Father, we invoke thy divine blessing upon this service this morning. We pray that the Holy Spirit shall bless each of us who have come and assembled. And we pray especially for each one who participates and takes part. May this indeed be an hour of remembrance because of what God has to say. In his name we pray. Amen. Would you turn in your hymnals, please, to 142. Wonderful Words of Life. Now this time we're going to have a wonderful hymn and a wonderful message and song, and Eddie is going to direct the choir, and I know this will be a blessing to your heart. I just wish every choir member was up here helping out and taking part. Thank you. I'm not actually directing, but Russ is going to take it from the
Oh.
you will turn in your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4. We're going to read the first six verses of this chapter. A wonderful story, how God led his people in renewal. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own heads, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. The last statement is one that needs to be underscored in every Bible. Let us bow now in prayer and meditation as we think about the needs we have, the needs of others. There are some who are grieved this morning, some who are ill in the hospitals, and some who are troubled in other ways. So let's pray for these needs as we bow our heads. Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, who did graciously come into the world and die for us and for our salvation. And truly we say hallelujah for the cross today, for thy loving kindness and long suffering, for our sins, and to come and take our sorrows. And our Father, we know that from the beginning it was not so, that there was sin, and God had to work a plan for us. And it was through the suffering of Christ on the cross. And we pray that now, as he intercedes for us, and as we thank him for the redemption that he brought to this world, we pray that thou shalt relieve our hearts. And we pray today for all who might be troubled or depressed or have other heartaches that disturb or distress them. May somehow thy loving kindness touch each one and help us not to be ashamed to thank thee again for the cross, which enables us by thy grace to enter into the sufferings of Christ and his love. And we pray that our Heavenly Father this morning, that thy Holy Spirit might speak to our hearts. And we trust that some heart and some life shall be changed. And may it all be to the glory of God for Jesus' sake. Amen. So we turn to the offertory hymn number 354. Number 354, Near to the Heart of God, as we stand and sing all three verses. Shall we stand? Father, add thy blessing to our gifts this day. Bless those tithes and offerings presented in Sunday school and those that shall be presented now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
is a pleasure being here at South Norfolk Baptist this morning. I was in such a rush to get here that a gentleman of the law stopped me to slow me down. About the third one in my life, ladies and gentlemen, I was just totally flabbergasted. I had my suit on and everything. He still gave me a ticket. But I never traveled Atlantic Avenue, and for the first time in my life, I got a ticket on Atlantic Avenue. But anyway, praise the Lord for that. He needed something to do this morning, and I'm just thankful that it wasn't worse than it was. We're going to sing this morning, Van Thrash and I, and before we do, I'd just like to say a couple of words about tonight. And after we sing our duet, I'm going to be singing solo, hopefully, if the Lord's will, if my voice holds out. It's been a long week at school. But tonight, we all know that it's Super Sunday. And there's a lot of reasons that we can call this Super Sunday. And I think one of the reasons that we can call this Super Sunday, because it is the Lord's Day, besides the fact that the Redskins are playing. But every Sunday, to me, is super. So I'd just like to make a personal invitation for you to come out tonight. I'm sure the ladies will be here the first thing. But we would like to start around 7:20. And you better be here at 7:20 or you won't get a seat. I feel that in my heart. The Searchers Quartet has been very blessed with the ministry, and we want you to come and share. And I've been told that the Redskins will score 4 touchdowns in the first quarter, so you don't have anything to worry about. You know they'll win, so you just come on here and join us at 7:20. All kidding aside, it's my pleasure to be here this morning. When Mike called me, I jumped at the opportunity because I love South Norfolk Baptist for many reasons. There's a lot of family ties here and close friends that I've met the past 5 years that have been in Oscar Smith. I'd like to ask Van Thrash now to come and join me in a duet. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that it is a pleasure to teach Christian students. That's very important to me. And I can say that the gentleman coming to stand beside me right now is a Christian. And there are several young people in this church that I teach that I know that are Christians. And it's a relief to stand before them and to look out and see that smile on their face and know that they are a child of God. That's a great relief to me. And Van knows that he has been very helpful to me this year when I need a shoulder to lean on. And let me tell you, it's a tall shoulder. But he has been there with a smile and a comfort, and he just doesn't know how much I appreciate it. I love him to death for it, and this is only the first year that I've had him. It's his last year at Oscar Smith, but I wish I had about 4 more years with him. But we're going to try to sing this morning a song that's very familiar to you, but it's got a wonderful message, and every time I sing it, a new message comes to me, a new feeling, Rise Again.
Go ahead. hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one, 'cause I'll come again. There's no power on earth can keep me back. Yes, I'll come again. Come to take my people back. Yes, I'll come again. Come to take my people back.
Amen.
Thank you, Van. We've taught him over at Oscar Smith how to open his mouth, and the sound comes out. Praise the Lord for that. He's got a wonderful voice, and I really have appreciated him. I'd like to sing a song now that just has all of the songs that you ever sing have a wonderful meaning, but this one just puts a special touch on my heart, and I've got to sing it this morning for you. I think the choir might recognize it because it's from your Easter Cantata. We Shall Behold Him. I don't know if you've worked on it yet, but this is a preview of the Easter Cantata, maybe. But it is a beautiful song, and I'm not going to say any more. Just listen to the words. The sky shall unfold, preparing His entrance. The stars will applaud Him with thunders of praise. The sweet light in His eyes shall enhance those awaiting. Shall behold Him then face to face. We shall behold Him. We shall behold. The shout of His coming, the sleeping will rise from the slumbering place, and those who remain shall be changed. And we shall behold Him then face to
your face. We shall behold him. We shall behold him. Face to face in all of his glory. We shall be behold him. We shall behold him. Face to face, our Savior and Lord. Oh!